I'm fine, thank you. And how are you, Lerato?
I'm fantastic. So if we missed talking to you or hearing you on the radio on the Wednesday, can you please just introduce yourself?
Right. My name is Nomonde Mbadi. I'm the director, UFS Marketing at the University of the Free State.
All right. So previously, you and I spoke about how to apply to study at the University of the Free State. Mm-hmm. When are students going to be admitted?
All right. So the starting point is completing the application form, whether you complete it online or hard copy. Then the student gets conditionally admitted once they meet the requirements of whatever program that they want to apply for. After the NSC, and then they get told whether they've been conditionally admitted. And after the NSC results are received in January, students are then sent letters confirming their acceptance to study at the university.
All right. So I keep hearing about the national benchmark test when it comes from the process of application and admission. Mm-hmm. Tell us more about that.
All right. The NBT test was started by HISA, and it is initiated in all universities in South Africa. So if you want to study at a university in South Africa, it's critical that you write the NBT test. There's two tests. The first test is the academic and quantitative literacy test. The second one is the mathematic test. Now, and each one of those tests take 3 hours. It really depends on what a student wants to study, because in some programs, they don't need to do the math test. They can only do the quantitative literature test. In some, they need to do both. So it's really about what it is that you want to study.
All right. I'm very interested in this NBT test. What is it for? What is it used to measure?
Well, it is important that all first-time entry undergraduate students, well, at this university, we really are fussy about it and we want them to do the NBT test. It measures your literacy as well as your mathematics just to see how you are. And in some programs, the ratio when you're comparing or deciding whether to take the academics and the NBT test to decide whether you accept the student or not, the ratio of the NBT, it weighs more than your academics in some programs. But in most programs, your academics weigh more and your NBT results.
Also, this is just to check whether the course that you want to do is fit for you.
Yes, it's something like that, whether you will be able to manage that course that you want to study.
No.
Because what happens is that if you're not able to write the NBT test, which we don't advise students to do, you automatically have to do 2 extra modules.
Oh.
Now, university is hard as it is. You don't want to be adding extra modules because you didn't write your NBT test.
That's true. All right, so it's absolutely fantastic that the application is free at the University of the Free State. But do you also offer bursaries and financial aid for the course materials?
Yes. We do offer bursaries. What we do is at the application stage, when a prospective student indicates that they need financial aid, we send them information on where they can access bursaries. And it is also very critical for those that meet the requirements of NSFAS to make applications to NSFAS. Now, NSFAS has changed such that the applications are not made at universities, but are centrally controlled by the Department of Education and Training. So students would need to apply centrally for NSFAS now.
All right, so it's absolutely fantastic that you're going to offer me the NBT test to see if I fit in with the sort of course that I chose. Mm-hmm. But what if I don't know? Any career guidance options available for me?
Yes, we do have career guidance at the university. But what we're also doing as the university to offer support to the LO teachers for the schools that we service, we have a booklet that we offer the LO teachers for them to help the grade 9 students to select the courses. Furthermore, we have a Center for Teaching and Learning at the university that offers intensive career guidance and counseling. This is available at registration, or if you are on campus, you can then phone and make an appointment for the Center for Teaching and Learning to give you career guidance on the programs that you're interested to study. For this open day, we are going to have career guidance and counseling in all the faculties.
All right.
So we're going to be able to assist the prospective students on Saturday.
All right, that's great. And speaking about the open day, it's happening on the Saturday, tomorrow, the 13th, on the Bloemfontein campus, and also on the 20th on the Qwaqwa campus.
Yes, that's correct.
Let us know about the program.
All right. So on the Bloemfontein campus, Saturday, the 13th of this month, the program kicks off at the Kali Schumann Center at 8:30 for all prospective students and parents. We have two sessions. The second session starts at 11, and that session is for those prospective students that are coming in buses. And all of that is taking place at the Kali Schumann Center. On the Qwaqwa campus, on the 20th of May, Saturday, it starts off at 9:30 in our Qwaqwa campus. And directions in terms of the venue where it is taking place, they will be available from the gates leading the students to the Kholisahla Center.
And I really think it's important to go to the open day so you can get a feel of university life before you start.
It's a wonderful experience because you will find that most of the prospective students that we deal with have no idea what a university looks like.
Mm.
They've never seen a laboratory before. They've never seen a computer lab before. And it's a really exciting day for them. They spend the entire day walking around campus, getting more and more information, just absorbing the beautiful campus that we have on both Bloemfontein and Qwaqwa campuses. We really have stunning campuses.
All right. Thank you so much for that information, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Lila.
It's fine. I'll be Lolato.
Thank you very much, Lolato. Take care.
Nomondi, you've been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear. It was wonderful. Bye.